विक्टोरिया की ला ट्रोब यूनिवर्सिटी इस बात पर विचार कर रही है कि वहां चल रहे कुछ कोर्सेज को बंद कर दिया जाए, उनमें से एक हिंदी कोर्स भी है। वहां जो स्टूडेंट्स इस वक्त हिंदी पढ़ रहे हैं उनमें से काफ़ी इस फैसले से, इस विचार से आहत हैं, परेशान हैं। उन्हीं में से एक जेसिका एलम से हमने बात की और समझना चाहा कि उनका रुख क्या है। Tell us a bit about yourself first.
I am studying Hindi in the Diploma of Languages as a major at La Trobe University's Bundoora campus. And we are currently in a situation where the university wants to cease this course and cease teaching Hindi. And I am really fighting hard for Hindi to continue because I think it's an incredibly important language. I think in Australia's future, Australians having the ability to speak Hindi is going to enormously enhance both our economic and strategic relationships and partnerships with India. And I think it's very important for the future that we save Hindi at La Trobe.
Jessica, when did you decide to learn Hindi? What was your motivation?
My motivation was I have traveled to India since 1996. And I just find it an amazing country. And additionally, my brother has married into a family with Indian heritage. His wife is of Goan background. And so I now have in-laws in India and also here that speak Hindi. And I would love to be able to speak Hindi with them.
And when did you start learning Hindi?
2 years ago. So I've just finished second year.
तो अभी आप कितनी हिंदी सीख गई हैं?
मुझे थोड़ी थोड़ी हिंदी आती है,
लेकिन जहां तक मैं समझता हूँ यू कैन रिसाइट अ पोयम एटलीस्ट।
जी हाँ जी।
तो पहले आप हमें कविता सुना दीजिए, उसके बाद हम बातचीत आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
ये कविता पोस्ट मॉर्टम की रिपोर्ट है। गोली खाकर एक के मुंह से निकला राम, दूसरे के मुंह से निकला माओ, लेकिन तीसरे के मुंह से निकला आलू। पोस्ट मॉर्टम की रिपोर्ट है कि पहले दो के पेड़ भरे हुए थे।
सर्वेश्वर दयाल सक्सेना की ये कविता है, बहुत खूबसूरत और आपने पढ़ा भी बहुत अच्छे से। जैसे वी आर हियरिंग दैट ला ट्रोब इज गोइंग टू स्क्रैप एज यू मेंशन द हिंदी कोर्स, सो व्हाई हिंदी कोर्स इज इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर एन ऑस्ट्रेलियन यूनिवर्सिटी, आई वुड लाइक टू अंडरस्टैंड।
Hindi is an extremely important language to Australia because moving forward, India, as I don't need to tell your listeners, is a rising superpower. And they have the amount, how much India has changed in the 25 years I've been travelling there is absolutely incredible. And we really need to position ourselves in with a good relationship with India, strategically, economically, culturally, on all levels. We have an Indian diaspora in Australia of over 700,000 people. I honestly believe, you know, we have a commitment to that community to represent them at tertiary level in education. So as a result, I believe Hindi should be continued to be taught by the university. I understand the university is facing dire financial crisis, but Hindi is more important than just money, you know. It's a whole culture, it's access to a whole community. For my niece and nephew, it's access to their Indian heritage. And I just think it's very, very, very important that it continues to be taught and that it continues to be taught at La Trobe University.
But it's not just money, but students are not there. Not many students enroll into this course. That's why university thinks it's not important.
Lekin, in the future, I think there will be many students enrolling in the course. Mm-hmm. I think we have most Indian migrants that come to Australia actually come to Melbourne. The majority come to Melbourne. Mm. So I think that the decision is short-sighted in the context of the amount of people we have in our Indian community in Melbourne, and also more broadly in Australia. I also think that the university could do a lot more marketing of the subject. I knew they taught it because I studied at La Trobe, did my BA there in the 90s, but otherwise I would not have known about it. So I think marketing of the subject would help. I also think cross-institutional study would help. Like when I was at Melbourne Uni, for example, I was taught Spanish by La Trobe at Melbourne. And it's possible that La Trobe could establish these cross-institutional relationships even with universities or institutions abroad in India and have these sorts of partnerships that make learning more accessible. You know, and this year, because of COVID, we have been on Zoom, and that has actually worked quite well. That is a possibility for us going forward. If the university cannot maintain the Hindi major program as it is, that it at least leaves the Hindi major program so we can study Hindi as a language properly and learn it, but allow students from remote communities or those who are unable to travel or for whatever reason would be able to study online, which would significantly increase enrollments, in my opinion.
Well, thank you so much. And before we let you go, can you recite another poem for us, please?
Yekavita bahuta mahatvapun kam hai. Yekavi Sudama Pande Dhumil, the angry young man of Hindi poetry. Yekavita roti o sansar hai. Ek admi roti belta hai. Ek admi roti khata hai. Ek tisra admi bhi hai. Jo na roti belta hai, na roti khata hai. Wo sirf roti se khelta hai. Main poochta hoon, ye teesra aadmi kaun hai? Meri desh ki sansar maun hai.
Wow, bahut khoobsurat, aapne bahut sundar padha. Thank you so much. Bahut shukriya aapka, Jessica, humse baat karne ke liye.
Bahut shukriya to you and your support and all your listeners as well.